From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. As a ceasefire deadline loomed in Syria, Russian warplanes continued bombing what the Kremlin calls terrorist organizations, amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia is scheduled to take effect at midnight Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella organization, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Syrian government. The airstrikes were more intense than usual, according to the French news agency. Iranians are casting their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV called Friday a great day for the nation as citizens across the country turned out to vote for the country's parliament and the Guardian Council, which selects Iran's supreme leader. The head of Iran's Electoral Commission, Mohammad Hussein Mokimi, told state TV that 55 million people were eligible to vote and that results from thousands of ballot boxes will be tabulated. He said that voting hours could be extended if turnout is heavy. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, though it was still disappointingly slow. This is VOA News.